Oh yeah, we're about to get nerdy with behind the scenes tech talk as it pertains to social media, video platforms, podcasting, websites, and more. So take off those pocket protectors. You won't need them here. Pour yourself a tall glass of Code Red Mountain Dew, get comfortable, and prepare to talk nerdy. After Hours starts right now.
What is up, crew? Give me 1 second here. Get the mixer. Ooh, turned down. There we go. And speaking of the mixer, that's something we're going to talk about tonight. Welcome to After Hours, and we're going to talk about the tech we use. We're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about cameras and mixers and cabling and adapters and microphones and maybe even computers and software and all that good stuff. Just all the tech that it requires to do whatever you may be doing out there. If you're if you're a YouTuber, you're doing videos, or if you're just doing maybe podcasts, or maybe you're doing things out covering gun shows like you're going to be doing this weekend up in Tulsa, the Wanamaker Gun Show. Maybe you're doing that. Maybe taking pictures even for Instagram and some of the different things that are nice to have, and then, you know, things that you can get by with. Hopefully there'll be people out there that get some ideas if they're, you know, just starting out with this, or maybe you've been in it for a while and you think, hey, you know, never thought of using that particular device that way. So before we get started on that, though, I do want to scroll up here and take a look, because Mr. Rick Netherly, he came in before the chat ever started here, dropped a couple of $1 super chats out there, and said he's got to go to bed, but he hopes everybody has a good evening. So if he's listening in replay or whatever, thanks, Rick. I appreciate that. So, yeah, let's get into the panel here and start talking tech. I think we can eat up an hour pretty easily talking about this, and we got a pretty big panel. Remember that whether or not, it doesn't matter where you're at, you can be over there on the Gun Channel side, because as always, we're broadcasting over there as well. So if you're on that Gun Channel side in the chat, or here on the YouTube end of things in the chat, then by all means, put those nerdy questions, tech-related questions maybe, since that's tonight's topic. Put those out there in the chat, and we'll try to run them through the room. We'll try to get you some opinions and some answers on that. And if you're listening in replay or podcast form or wherever you're hearing this after the fact, that's what the comments below are for, is to do that. So hit those comments up and get those questions in if you have them. So let's first run through, give everybody a chance to say hey and speak their piece if they got anything they need to get off their chest here right off the bat, and then we'll get started with this. So we've got Ghost in the house. What's happening, man?
Well, I'm kind of excited because I just got Cass's Booger on an off-Broadway performance of Revenge of the Nerds, so I'm pretty happy. Thanks for having me.
Interesting.
Cast as Booger. I'd take you with a nerd theme, you know?
Yeah, Cast as Boogers. That's nice. I don't know. I kind of liked Ogre. There on there. What was that? The third.
I'm much too pretty for that.
I don't remember if that was the second one or the third one. Well, if you want Booger, good Lord, Booger was hideous, man. Holy man. So yeah. Gizzard, what's happening, man? You're in Tulsa already, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Got here about dinner time.
He's still jumping, getting a head start on all the content out there, so.
I wanted to get the good room, man.
Right. There you go. Budget. See if Budget is there. I know he said he had to step
away. I'm here.
All right. Awesome.
I'm here. I just did my check, so you caught me at the right time. Thanks for the invite, as always, Clover. This, as always, is my favorite show to listen to, be part of. I love it. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Awesome. Patriot, what's going on, man?
Well, thanks for the invite. I really appreciate it, and I am excited because I have lots of questions for you.
All right. Hopefully we can spread it out across the panel. Take some of the burden
Thank
off.
You. Okay.
You bet. Tardot, what's shaking?
Oh, not much. Just kind of interested in this little chat because we've been looking at a lot of gear lately.
Awesome. And that guy's wife. Hello, dear. Long time no see.
Sometimes it's good, though.
Yeah, right. Sometimes.
I'll get to see plenty of him over the weekend.
I don't know about that.
With travel.
Well, yeah, going and coming. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
That's true, yeah.
Anyway. I'm good. Today is much better than yesterday, so I'm surviving.
There you go. Snob, what's happening?
Really, thanks for having me. Just getting ready for the weekend.
And yeah, you've got a long drive to Tulsa, so.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'm so sorry for you. It's so horrible. You get to sleep in your own bed every night. It's ridiculous. I'm going to talk them into it. They need to move it to Texas, I think, somewhere.
East Texas?
Yeah, the largest gun show in the world. You think that would need to happen in Texas. So I'm going to try to petition and see if I can make that happen. Hammer joining us again. What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just been watching everybody go crazy out here in California and purchase hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of mags, and that stops tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, they got a stay issued. So as of 5 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow, it's back to being a bad thing.
Well, that's interesting. I haven't been kind of busy today with other stuff and hadn't kept up on that. So I hate to hear that.
Supposedly, if you got them, you're allowed to keep them, but you know that's going to be fought with California.
So it's a thing to where I guess it's they're not enforcing it, but they're not letting them come in. Is that what it is?
Yeah, they're stopping. As of 5 p.m., you're not allowed to purchase them anymore, and I think they're going to try to take it from there after that. The details are all kind of up in the air, but
yeah,
there's still a chance to get those last-minute orders in. I mean, I know the stores out here have been going through crates of magazines daily, hourly.
I would imagine so. And that's going to be really hard. All this did, I've seen several things that said this is kind of throwing a kink into everything and in a good way, I think, because it's really muddy in the water. So,
no, I love it because before they had the, you had to have the pre-banned mags and there was ways for them to trace them because of the way they were made. Now the cat's out of the bag. There's no way to trace a PMAG or anything like that.
Right. Right. It's going to be interesting moving forward. So we have to, hopefully try to catch up once we get done with Tulsa here. That's been a lot of the focus on me lately. So yeah, let's get on to the topic tonight and get this hammered out. No pun intended. Wait a minute. Before we do, the 10th spot just filled up and it's the ever so famous. This is the Travis P11. What's happening, dude?
Hey, not much, man. How you doing?
Doing well.
I got to get my sound set up here, so I might be muted for just a few seconds. I apologize.
Okay, well, that's good. We're just now kicking it off, so you'll be good to go.
Let's see here.
All right, I'm going to mute you.
No problem.
There we go. Get Travis muted while he's working on that. So just remember to unmute yourself when I bring you back in. So yeah, let's get started. And I'm not real sure where to kick this off because when we talk about the equipment we use, man, it runs the gamut across so many things. But I think for most everybody out there, the most important thing, I'm gonna let everybody in the panel kind of talk about a little bit what they use, the different stuff that they use. With focus probably being put on the camera, on what you're using for your video. Audio, of course, being secondary after that. So, yeah, let's run that through and talk about it a little bit. Ghost.
The Navy in 1981, right out of.
Got bleed over, Travis.
Yeah, we're good. Nah, I might turn the volume off on my phone, so we're good. Am I okay now? Is it my audio okay?
Yeah, you sound fine.
All right, cool.
Ghost, bring you in. Tell us a little bit about your equipment. Start with the video, kind of move into what you're using for audio and, you know, how that's worked out for you and all that good stuff.
I mean, for produced video, I'll use, I have a Handycam and a little Sony Handycam that I use. I just purchased a Canon DSLR before SHOT Show. I love it. It takes great still and video. and a bunch of Galaxy S5s that I use for little different things. And obviously the new phone is a phenomenal camera with super slow-mo and also 960 frames per second, super slow-mo. It's kind of awesome. Looking forward to using that more. Before this is basically the Handycam, the DSLR, and then the S5s. And then for live, I've got a Logitech little 1080 webcam. For audio, I use mostly, well, for my live stuff, I've got a Blue Yeti microphone that I love. It's a phenomenal microphone. But for interviews, SHOT Show, NRA, different stuff, and outdoor stuff at the range, I'll use lavalier mics from Boya, B-O-Y-A. And I've got several. I've got a shotgun mic from them. I've got a couple different mics from Boya, and everything I've gotten from them for the price you're getting them for have been phenomenal. So I'm a big fan of them.
Yeah, and I think that name probably will come up again several times. And I know I've seen a lot of people getting their gear ready for Tulsa and getting their gear ready for NRA, doing a lot of that. And I see that name, seeing that name pop up, and I'm thinking, man, I sure hope they shot my Amazon links for those. It's kind of what I'm thinking. But, with the Canon, the DSLR and the camcorder you have, do those have microphone inputs, or are you running stock microphone on them, or how are you dealing with that?
The Handycam does not have a microphone jack. The DSLR does have a microphone jack, but honestly, I don't use it because typically I'm kind of too far away. Unless I get like a 6 foot long, you know, cable or something. Most of the time I use a Galaxy S5, one of the old ones that I have, and I use it as an audio record, basically a digital dictaphone, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. And I put my microphones into that, and then I do the old Hollywood 3-2-1 clap, and then I'll sync up the audio from the microphone audio recorder to the video to where it's a lot better audio. That's typically what I do, is use a separate audio recorder.
Gotcha. So you don't actually have one of the little storyboard things that click you could write on it. Take one.
You know, I should get one of those just for the hell of it, but no, I don't.
That could make for a funny video.
It could make for an awesome video, yes.
Definitely. Gizzard, let you jump in. What do you primarily use on the audio video end of things?
Well, iPhone 8 for both accounts right now.
Okay. Okay. And then on your live, are you running your an external webcam, or are you
on
running
my live stuff from home? I have the have a Logitech webcam and a it is a Samsung Meteor mic is what I use for audio.
Okay, that's the one. You did a video on that back when you got it, didn't you?
Yeah, I've had nothing but good luck with that mic.
So. Awesome. And it's the Samsung, you said?
Samsung.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Samsung. Okay.
Samsung, as in Samson and Delilah. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was curious about your camera. I've never asked that, and I know you run a lot of Apple stuff, and it seems like the PC webcams are absolute garbage. The ones built into the all-in-ones or the ones built into laptops are horrible. So I was curious if you were running a third party or if yours was actually the Apple.
It's webcam. An old Logitech webcam that I had, I'll bet you 6-7 years ago. I had it back when I had a Windows computer, and the thing's still kicking just fine. So, audio pickup is pretty horrible on it.
Well, a lot of people don't think about it, but with live stream, you're restricted to 720p anyway. So, as long as you can kick out 720p, you're good. And if you're like me currently and your internet connection is very, very crappy, then you're not even able to put out that regardless of what your camera will do. That does come into play and maybe something we talk about here a little later on as well. Budget, are you around to talk a little bit about your audio video stuff? Okay.
Yep. I'm here. My main camera is a Canon SL2 DSLR. Okay. I usually put a Rode microphone on that. Secondary camera is a Canon Vixia HF800 camcorder, and that does have a microphone port in it. The Rode mic doesn't work with that for some reason. Maybe I just hooked something up.
Yeah, no, I know why. So get with me later and I can tell you why.
Okay. So I use a TrackStar shotgun mic with that one.
Okay. That's interesting.
Let's see. I also use a GoPro 3 Plus Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And for live stuff, I'll use a Logitech 1080p webcam. Also on, with the Canon, the SL2, I will also use some Boya lav mics. I got one that's wireless, and then I have another that's wired, and I'll use those. Also, I'll use my phone. It's a LG V20. I'll use that sometimes for stills and for, just kind of a quick video or whatnot, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Right. Now, there's a question I was going to ask. Oh, your DSLR. And yeah. Ghost can jump in on this, too. Are those flip screens?
Yes. Okay. Mine is. I don't know about what he's got.
Okay.
My screens is just, it's in the back. I don't. I can get an attachment for it to do that. But, I mean, for me, what I do is when I'm going to do that, I have an app for my phone that'll show what the camera's looking at, so I can kind of just use my phone to kind of see, set up the frame. Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, so it's got Wi-Fi or whatever you're able to...
Yeah,
or whatever, and you can use the phone. Okay, that was my question, is how do you frame it up? You know, how do you not see in the viewfinder? That can be a little bit tricky. Patriot, you're up, man, and yours is going to be kind of unique because...
Oh, boy. You guys ready for this huge list?
Really.
For my videos and all the stills, I use my iPhone 7. Uh-huh. Right. Now I've got a kind of a mock up. If you've seen any of my videos, it's usually vertical, looking down on a table on my workspace.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be adjusted a little bit. But basically, that's just a selfie stick I've modded up with a couple zip ties on some custom stuff. But the thing that since I use software that talks when I record, you know, it'll say, you know, blah blah blah, and it'll speak what I'm doing, you know, start button or push stop to stop recording or whatever. So I use a Bluetooth earpiece, and so I don't know if it's actually the audio is going through that earpiece or if it is through the phone. So that is a kind of a question for later. I use two different Bluetooth earpieces. I couldn't tell you what they are. One was one that my daughter had, and the other one it's just something I've found here. So,
right.
So it's nothing special, nothing fancy. It was, one was from the exchange or the PX and what was it? Some army base, but really I don't know. But other than that, it's just through my normal phone and that's it. And how I center it is obviously I'm doing it vertical. I measure everything out, but.
Gotcha. Okay, so you kind of know what's by measurements what's inside your frame. In other words,
yeah, and I just try to center it. And sometimes, I mean, if you've seen some are crooked or whatever. But my biggest thing is making sure the video doesn't rotate. Right. So with the iPhone, you can flip it sideways, and if you flip your phone, it'll rotate your screen.
Right.
Well, that's an issue, obviously, if you're recording and the next thing you know, you post a video and it's sideways.
You're in vertical. Yeah.
People are like, what's this?
Yeah, but that could be. Yeah, that could be interesting.
Keep you guys on your toes.
Right. So Tardot, what are you guys using as far as audio video?
Well, generally, and I know I mentioned this in the pre-chat, that me and Gunpowder have had that conversation of basically trying to be more mobile and less computers and everything. And we actually both have Galaxy J7s. We have a newer version right now that are working pretty well. We use that for recorded video, what we can do with live streams now. We also have a couple of tablets. The tablet I have is an older one. It's an old LG tablet. But Gunpowder has a newer iPad that she uses. It's a fifth generation iPad. And then that's what we use, like I said, for video, lives, whatever we're going to do. As far as audio, we've got everything from a Boya shotgun mic to a Pop Voice dual-headed lavalier mics. And the biggest thing that we got this year that we still got to test out is a Kamika handheld dynamic mic for doing interviews and everything while we're at NRA.
Okay, cool. I can ask wife. Jump on in here. Audio and video.
I use my iPhone for my video and pretty much my audio. Like right now, I've just got my iPhone and I've got whatever mic this is.
Is that
I've got
little
earbuds. My pink one. I'd have to find the package. No, I haven't set all that stuff up yet. But but I did buy a lavalier mic, the one with the dual set thing on it. And then I bought a Zeal Sound mic that I can use with my phone or with my computer. And I bought that Fuzzy Mouse because I also bought a gimbal. Plus, I have two old iPhones that I can use too. So, and then as far as steel, if I wanted to, I can take my Canon. It's an older model. It's a DS10. It's a D. No, a ESO10D. Excuse me. That I use. So I've got learning to do.
Right. Well, hopefully tonight will help. Snob, you bought a lot of stuff. You've got snobby, as a matter of fact, with your equipment, I think, lately. You're probably the one man in the room that has the most expensive stuff, I would think.
Yeah, don't mention it to my wife. That's a sore subject. Yeah, up until recently, I just used a Canon Vixia 800 or F800, whatever it was. And I had good luck with it. Just the video quality wasn't exactly what I wanted. And now I've upgraded to a DSLR that does have a flip screen and a GoPro Hero 7. And that Hero 7 is probably my favorite camera I've ever used for video and stuff. It's just great, in my opinion. A lot better than my old 3 Plus Black was.
Right.
And in audio, I use a Zoom H1N to pull external audio, and it's a lot better quality than what runs through the cameras.
Like a voice recorder?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And is it multi-channel, that one?
The voice recorder? No, it's not.
It's not, okay.
No. But okay. And then I just use some different Boya lavalier mics and a Rode micro, video micro, and I have that TacStar shotgun mic too. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Well, that's, what's interesting is we've already heard about three Canon camcorders at this point. So those seem to be popular. I mean, even with a small sample like this panel. So that's interesting. Hammer, let you jump in here. What type of audio video gear are you using?
I'm more on the basic end. My first couple of videos were all shot and edited on my Google Pixel. And now I got a Pixel 2, so I'll use that if I don't have anything else. For my videos that I do at home, I have a Panasonic camcorder, and I can have an external mic on that. I got some cheap shotgun mic from, I think it was Amazon. It was like $20-$25. And then a tripod and a GoPro Hero 5, which I love.
Okay. Awesome. That's interesting that the Panasonic has an audio jack. Of course, when I was looking around for a camcorder with an audio jack, I don't know. I didn't see a whole lot of the Panasonic brand stuff. So I guess that's why I never knew it existed. So yeah, that's interesting. Now the Pixel, I've never played with a Pixel, but I've heard that they have really good cameras. So in your comparison, maybe to other phones you've had or friends or neighbors or whatever, Does that really seem to be the case? Does that hold up?
That's one of the big, I mean, I've always been a fan of Android, but when I got pretty heavy into social media, my big thing was having a good camera. And I can't say enough good things about it. I mean, I haven't seen the Pixel 3 yet because I still got the 2. But I would say I'd put my camera up against anybody's. I absolutely love it. And it shoots amazing stuff.
Cool. Travis, you're up. So let's talk a little bit. And you've been doing stuff for a while. So you may want to talk about some progression if you've gotten new.
Okay. So when it comes to filming, first of all, filming all the videos you've seen on my channel, after about the first year that my video was posted, we bought a Sony Alpha 5000. Which is a mirrorless DSLR, I guess you could call it. It's a 20 megapixel, and it films 1080p. And the funny thing is, about 5 years old, and it's got a crazy amount of tech on it. We actually got these on. They were supposedly refurbished on eBay, being resold by Sony, and we bought them and registered them. It turns out they were new. So you can take off the lenses. They have their own specification that they follow, and I've got two lenses with it, but almost everything you've seen, almost every video I've ever filmed has been filmed with this camera. With the exception of like any of my handheld stuff, like the weather outside and things like that. But I filmed this through Four Seasons, and I got a really good price on it when I bought it. And it does have you're asking about the monitor, the screen on the back. So you got the screen. And then when you flip it, it automatically goes into selfie mode. So it flips the orientation for you. So it's right side up. And then I'm able to film about an hour and a half of constant video on it before the battery goes dead. So I'm usually able to get an entire filming session, like a range test done in one shot. Weaknesses of it are going to be the microphone. You're limited to the two little ports on the top, so it records the stereo, obviously. But I don't have an external mic, so that's why wind has always been a major problem in my videos. And I eventually just put two little cotton balls over the top and put a piece of tape over the top, and that actually worked as a good substitute for a dead mic.
Right.
And so this is filmed, this little sucker, I'm not kidding, I probably filmed probably 700 videos with this on the same battery over the last 5 years. And it's just amazing. I mean, I love it. We got our package deal for, I think, $350. And the funny part is when I bought this, I really wasn't even doing YouTube videos. We bought this before we went on a trip to Disney because we wanted a new camera. And then I started using it, and it's just amazing. So I use it for all the videos, all the tabletop reviews, all the cleaning videos. It's been just a little beast. I want to get another one because I like to use the second lens because it just sits down in the bag, and it's got more zoom on it. So I can film, like my target camera from a longer distance away. Anytime you watch my videos and you see the target cam, that's actually an inexpensive 720p like Kodak or Polaroid. And the reason why is because I put that target cam right underneath the target. And many times I've destroyed cameras with splash damage before.
Yeah.
Lead. Yeah. So that's that. I mean, I took out a nice Nikon. Actually, I didn't even think about it. I was shooting at a gong at 200 yards, and I had the camera about 5 feet away. It took like 20, 30 shots of the gong, went back, and there was shrapnel in the front of the camera. I basically ruined it.
Wow.
So I run like $30 cameras as target cams, and then this guy's usually – well, no, I take that back. This guy is – it's weird. When I shoot pistol, this guy's up in the front, and then I have a cheap camera filming me. But when I shoot rifles and steel targets and stuff, I'm using the cheap camera up on that, and this guy stays back and films me. So, and so I got this, and then I use a very surprising low amount of other tech. I don't have a voice recorder. I don't use any external mics at all for anything, except for the podcast. I'm using just a Logitech headset. I've got a Logitech 1080p camera for the PC downstairs. And it's funny you were talking about, you know, only being able to stream in 720p, but I'll tell you right now, the optical clarity on that 1080p Logitech versus the 720, just the quality of the optics and the light gathering. Maybe it's the software, but it's like night and day. So if you look at my older videos and the newer ones, the older ones had the Barbara Walters effect where it's kind of fuzzy and kind of hazy. Right. And then the new one is 1080p. It's much sharper, looks much better, even though it's 720.
That's something we were going to get into is not all cameras are created equal. And it's not all about the resolution. It has a lot to do with the sensor of the camera.
Yeah. That, and like I said, I read a bunch of reviews on this guy and just kind of read about all the stuff they put into it. It's got Wi-Fi on it, so I can actually transfer videos to my phone. I can control it with my phone if I want to. Well, remember, we're talking 5-6 years old here, and this is crazy tech. You can upload to Facebook directly over Wi-Fi with it. They also have Sony's own photo and video storage app you can upload to if you want to over Wi-Fi. I don't really use that because it's faster just to pop out the memory card, just to run it that way. But this thing has just been amazing. And you can pick these up used for like $150 on eBay. just like the body, and then you can get the batteries and chargers like nothing. So I'd like to get a DSLR, get something better. I definitely would like to step up to like a camcorder and get something with an external mic, because that would be a big help for me out on filming outdoors, because in Nebraska, it's always windy. And right. So I'm always having to deal with trying to mitigate the wind. And that's a constant pain, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been windy here in Texas lately, and it's such a pain. Now, with the camera being close to the target, a couple things on that. With you talk about the resolution being lower, and depending on how you produce your video, how you deal with it in editing, that's not going to be a problem, because if you do a picture in picture, it's going to be smaller anyway. So
you mine all are too, so that helps out a lot. Yeah.
So I mean, if you're running 720, I mean, heck, you're not even using on a 1080 video. If you minimize that to picture in picture, 720 is bigger than a quarter of the screen, there anyway. So
if you watch the video on a full size, if you watch on like a full size TV or huge monitor, you probably notice the difference, but I don't, on small screens like phones and stuff. No, I don't use any tablets at all. And then for software, I just use a program called like VideoPad Pro, and it was a $50 video editing program that was, I found it to be much, much easier to use than CyberLink or CyberVideo, whatever it is a lot of people use. I used that one up until the point that it started to have some software issues, and I quit using it. And VideoPad Pro is a $50 program for unlimited license and use. So I went ahead and just bought that instead. So that's what I use for all the video editing. So I keep it pretty simple, right? Surprisingly. Yeah.
Now I'll get on to why here in a little bit, but I've actually been looking into talking about filming the targets. I've been looking at building some type of a plexiglass thing to go in front of my camera for that. And I haven't really figured out thickness wise what I might need. Obviously, if it's a direct ricochet, the plexiglass probably ain't even going
to
help.
Well, one thing to look into would be like a universal underwater shell. If it wouldn't cause glare, I mean, now we're protecting four seasons. That's one problem with me. I've sometimes had to film out of the back of the Jeep. I've had the tripod with the hatch on the back of the Jeep up, and my range is not busy during the week, so I can literally pull the back of my vehicle up right to where I'm shooting, and I'm able to shoot right there at the range and keep my camera equipment dry, because that's, you never know where I'm at. I mean, the weather changes constantly, so yeah.
And that's a good tip. Umbrellas. I mean, there's ways to fashion umbrellas and things like that. I've done that before. So. You definitely, I mean, just because it's raining, I mean, you could still, as long as you can protect your equipment, you can still get that footage out.
Next camera I go with is definitely going to be 4K, but it will have an external mic input. That's going to be a big one for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. 4K is something with my internet. It's like, I ain't even begin to looking into it at this point. I'm still shooting most everything in 720 because of file size. But as far as my stable, I've got a ton of stuff, and I find myself toting it around. I find myself using, it's kind of like firearms in the same sense. People go, "Oh, why do you own that?" And it's like, well, it's got a purpose. It's got a use, right? And the equipment I use, I mean, I'm using, I've went back to iPhones because I had an iPhone 5 sitting around. I picked up a couple more. The camera, the low light and everything on those is great compared to the Samsung S5s that I was running. And I've kept my Samsung S5s, but probably use them in more of an audio capacity now than video. And then recently got the newest Samsung, the S10 Plus, the Galaxy S10 Plus. And that's amazing. I even took, nobody's really talked about still photos necessarily or Instagram stuff, that type of thing. But I actually took a picture of some revolvers the other day for the Patreons, for the patrons over on Patreon to vote on for the launch air pop, and just did my minimal regular tweaking within Instagram, and that picture was like amazing. It just looked amazing, and I've got multiple compliments on that picture. I can only attribute it to the camera on that phone. So I had thought about going back to one of the new iPhones, and the people at the store actually talked me into that phone. They were like, I'm telling you, you know, get this one. It's leaps and bounds better than, you know, the Galaxy stuff used to be. I think you're gonna like it. And so far, I can say that I do. So that's kind of my stable as far as the phones. And then other cameras, I mean, I've got a GoPro. And then I've also got, and I usually use that GoPro for the most part for my target cam. And I picked it up at a pawn shop cheap, right? So, you know, I don't really have to, kind of like what Travis said, I don't really have to worry about it too much. And then I also have a camcorder, and I can't remember, mine's a Canon. Everybody's been talking about the Canons, and I can't remember if mine's the Vixia 700 or 800, but it does have the external microphone jack. And I've actually had it for a while, and, you know, didn't want to say this necessarily when everybody was talking about them, but for the money, you could find those, I think, for, you know, sometimes they'll sell for less than $200 now. And with the amount of optical zoom you get in those and, you know, having an external mic jack and all that stuff, I mean, they're pretty good cameras for the money. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. As far as microphones, I use, it just kind of depends on what I'm doing. A lot of times I'll plug in a cheap, I think they're called J-Buds is the one that I like, the earbuds with the microphone. And a lot of times I just use those if I'm doing something like the Monday podcast on Instagram, or if I'm just jumping in from mobile or something, I'm jumping into a to another chat. And then as far as kind of going out and doing audio, I've got the Boya, little Boya shotgun mic, as well as a Boya, a double lavalier setup there. And the double lavalier setup kind of, you know, you're able to clip it on two people or clip it in two locations and get double audio through actually one jack. So you don't have to worry about mixers and all that good stuff. As far as the podcast here, and doing stuff, you know, I know I haven't turned my camera on in a very long time when I go live. Most of that has to do with the, with my internet speed, and I do that, and I mean, it just kills everything, it seems like. So but it is a Logitech 1080p Logitech, and it's got really good video, provided you got enough internet to push that video out. Now the microphone that I use, I've had for a long time. I've actually got three of these, and they're $11 or $12 on Amazon, and they are Audio Technica ATR 1100s, I think is what they are. And it's just a regular, like you would see on a stage in a church, whatever microphone. There's really nothing special about it. The cool thing, one of the things I like is out here in the building where a lot of times that I do stuff from, I've got an air conditioner. And if I'm shooting any type of video out here, I pretty much got to turn that off. But I don't for this mic I'm using. I'm sure you guys can't hear it now, but it, you know, if you're not within so many feet, literally, or really inches of this microphone, it really doesn't pick up. It won't hardly pick up anything, which is nice. And then as far as the audio setup on here, you hear the intro music with this, or you hear the intro music on the podcast that I do or whatever. And I've got a little mixer, and it's really cool. It's called a Maker Heart Just Mixer, and it's actually a little three-channel mixer. Now, it's supposed to run on AA batteries, but I'll tell you this much. You get one, you need to find you a USB wall plug for it that's got, you know, a couple of amps of power output, because it does need amperage to run properly. When I first got it, you know, some of you may remember when I first got it, but I had a lot of trouble figuring out, you know, a lot of weird noises that it made and hums and, you know, all kinds of craziness. And that's really what it was. And what's cool about it is it's, you know, about the size, maybe a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes. So, you know, if I wanted to load things up, all my podcasts and stuff up, I mean, I could pretty much all put all that in a laptop bag and tow it around. And then I've got one other piece of equipment that's helpful. And there was a company on eBay, and I'm sure Home Dude's just making them in his garage, but it's an AB switch. It's a little push button switch. And what I've got that is for my headphones. And so I can push that and basically go from my desktop speakers to my headphones. So Like when this chat's over and we're out, all I got to do is reach over there. Everything stays hooked up and set up and all the levels are set. And, you know, when I'm just using my PC or laptop here and editing and all that, all I've got to do is push the button and go. So that kind of brings us to another thing. And Travis, you hit on it there a little bit. So we'll start on your end and kind of work our way backwards with this. But I want to talk about more of specialty equipment. And one thing that comes to my mind, I've got four battery packs or power banks or whatever you call them, which, you know, I see that as, especially if you're out, if you're going to be out on the range for the extended period of time, or especially if you go to SHOT Show, NRA, Tulsa, something like that, that you're trying to record all day long. Those things are vital. I mean, really having multiple phones, multiple cameras that we can use one while you're charging one and all that kind of stuff is really vital. So as far as specialty equipment, maybe little things that people don't think about having that you found is fairly critical, is there any type of equipment like that that you're using?
Man, I'll tell you what, I do take a couple USB packs with me, but when I go out for my range tests, I've got it down now where I don't have to spend all day out there filming like I used to. So I don't typically burn through an entire battery on my camera by the time I get back, because I know I've got 2 hours of solid filming time. But I do have a couple USB power banks. I just honestly don't have a lot of extra stuff, really. I don't, because I mean, I'm just filming outside. Most of my stuff is going to be like all my shooting equipment, shooting gear and stuff that I use. Just tripods, you know, everything's mounted on tripods, and that's it. When I was at Wanamaker, I did carry a couple power banks with me, but that was pretty much it. And like I said, I'm sure there'd be more things I could use. Get a good tripod. I don't know how you feel about them, but I'm not really sold on the Amazon Basics tripods.
No,
I've got a small one, and it just doesn't hold up very well.
As far as bang for the buck on a tripod, and I'm glad you mentioned tripod. And as we move down, somebody may mention tripod. That definitely is another piece of equipment. I use best bang for the buck, Targus, man. You can't really beat Targus for the money.
I've been using the same Targus one for probably close to, well, I mean, I had it even before I was doing YouTube. My wife would use it for taking pictures and stuff. Probably close to 8 to 10 years now. I've been using the same tripod. It's like an aluminum one that they made with like nice hard plastic, and that's been my primary go-to. I'd like to spend the money, get like a Manfrotto at some point, get something a lot nicer and lighter. But it just runs. It just works. I've never had anything fall off of it or fall apart.
And Targus sells, you know, fluid head, you know, more expensive tripods if you want to spend the money. But bang for the buck.
This guy was $25 from Radio Shack. It was half price. I think it was normally 50. And I remember using Targus stuff back in the day. You probably do too on the computer. They made a lot of peripherals. Right. They made stuff on mice and things like that. So I've been really happy with that one. I'm not so much with the Amazon ones, though. They got flimsy, thin legs on them, and I've had parts fall off of them and stuff. They're junk.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, before we move on here, just a quick reminder that you've got the chats out there on the YouTube side and the Gun Channel side. So if you've got those tech questions or whatever as we're moving along, feel free to throw them in there. And then if you're listening in replay, of course, you've got the option to put them down in the comments, you know, and run with them. Revolver out there. I'm going to answer this one for him real quick. He said, should I get an NAA Mini Pug 22 Mag revolver? Yes. My answer to should I buy a gun question is always going to be yes, without a doubt. Real quick before we move on to hammer and everything, but since we're talking about tripods, is one thing I want to mention before I forget is I had a Joby GorillaPod, and I don't know where I lost it, but If it ended up in anybody's bag in Tulsa, and Travis, I'm keep muting you because you got a bad click every now and then, buddy.
That's fine. No, my dog's gnawing on a rawhide bone under the table. I didn't think I was picking it up. So, all right, I'll mute myself out. Talking to you a second ago, then I'm like, oh, I'm muted. Oops.
So, that Joby GorillaPod. If anybody. Like I said, Tulsa SHOT Show NRA was around, because I can't even remember now when I lost it, but at some point it did not come back home with me. It's a little blue tripod, and it's got a series of like ball joints on it. So you could take this thing and bend it all kinds of directions, and you can wrap it around a pipe even or whatever. It was an awesome little tripod. We're talking about tripods. Not really good for field use or something like that, but in special situations, was amazing. And I really need to try to find me another one of those. I really enjoyed that. And then to go along with a tripod thing, remember, if you're using phones, GoPros, whatever, I mean, they make all kinds of adapters and stuff like that to put those on a tripod. So don't think that going using a phone or something like that is going to kill any versatility. Hammer, we'll jump over to you. And is there anything, maybe connectors or like I was talking about this little special AB switch or a mixer or, it could be even be software related. Is there anything that you really don't think about right off the bat? And then as you started doing content, you thought, oh, man, I need this. And then you got it and it worked out well for you.
Well, just to touch on tripods real quick, I think that's huge because that really helped me as far as setting up my camera for different angles and just a steady base. I got a Manfrotto and I love it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got a deal on it. I think it's only like 50 or 60 bucks, but it's got a little pistol grip and a little adjuster so you can loosen the camera and tighten it real quick.
Now it's got a pistol grip. Is that legal in California for your tripod to have a pistol grip? I'm just curious.
I don't know. They might come and get me.
Right.
And then I'm sure some people know it. Maybe they don't. For the GoPro Hero 5, it doesn't have a screen, but it's just like somebody else was saying. There's an app that you can use to your phone, so you can kind of use your phone and see what the camera's using. I'll use that a lot. And then the only real different piece of equipment I got, let me see if I can get this for you, is this adapter that goes on top of the tripod. It's from China or something, but it looks like a little Z. It's got two hinges on it, so you can use it to adjust the angle, and you can actually hang the camera over in front of the tripod a little bit. So it's really good for like getting shots on a workbench or something. Let's see if I can get this up here.
I actually built a rig for my overhead stuff that you see for my bench videos. And I need to try to do a video on the rig maybe one day. That could be cool, but it's made out of PVC. It's probably not, but maybe 15, 20 bucks worth of PVC pipe and fittings. And it can, with it, because I found with the tripod, you were kind of always at an angle, it seemed like, with the tripod. Because if you weren't, you picked up the legs of the tripod if you weren't careful. And with this rig, the legs are actually, it's 3 foot wide, so the legs are plenty enough to each side that it doesn't pick them up in the frame, and you're actually able to get the camera, directly overhead. But
yeah, that's huge. I mean, it really helped me out having something like that to get over the workspace, so you weren't like angling it down and having that 45 degree shot of your desk.
Right. Right. And there's a lot of stuff you can build. Speaking of that, it gives me an opportunity to mention something because, while the idea of my overhead rig did not come from here, it's a channel out there on YouTube, and I don't think the guy does any content anymore, but definitely look him up because he makes some really cool stuff, and I've made some of the stuff. I just don't have a use for the particular thing that I made really in my videos, but it's called Frugal, Frugal, Frugal Filmmaker, and he takes PVC at hardware store items, and he could build like dollies and 360 degree rotational dollies and all kinds of things that he builds on the cheap from stuff with the hardware store. So if you're out there and you're looking to get some cool shots and maybe add some flair to your video, because that's what's kind of cool too with pans and things like that, pan moving the camera around side to side and all that. And with the gimbals, we talked about that guy's wife mentioned the gimbal a second ago. All of that stuff gives more dynamic, feel to the video. You're able to do a little more with it. So, definitely look into that stuff. Snob, I'll let you jump in here with is there anything that comes to mind when we're thinking about outside the box, not really audio or video, but specialty type stuff.
Yeah, quite a bit. But one thing I want to touch on that you talked about, the power packs and stuff. If anybody gets a Canon DSLR, just know that you cannot use that. You just got to have more batteries. You can't power them and use them to the camera.
That's true. Yeah.
But one thing is like lighting, like studio lighting, if you're shooting indoors and stuff, that's something that had been mentioned. And those are, fairly cheap. I don't remember. I gave 30 bucks a piece for my soft boxes with light bulbs and everything. And they're night and day difference using them over just any other lights.
Yep. That's true. I didn't even mention that. And I have, I have a set that of the umbrella lights, and then I've also got a set of the like work lamps, like the it's got the aluminum bezel or whatever. And you can use cheesecloth or
I use wax paper on mine.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've got one of those in my overhead light and use wax paper. Yeah.
Parchment paper, that kind of stuff. Just soften the light on those if you need to. And nowadays,
like $5 at Walmart, I think, is all those costs. Yeah. I got a couple of them. Yeah,
right. Nice. And nowadays, with the variety of bulbs you can get, just the variety of colors and different intensities of light and stuff like that, it could be worth playing around with, you know, in a studio or whatever, just to kind of change things up a little bit. And where you place those lights as far as creating shadows and things like that. So yeah, I mean, that's a good one, Snob, that we hadn't hit on yet. And, I mean, it's, you can get that stuff, especially Amazon, fairly reasonable.
Well, and on that light like that, I wouldn't bought like, it's got an LED. I bought an LED bulb for it so I could get the color temperature I wanted. And I went and bought an LED dimmer. I don't know, $10 or something at Walmart to go on it. So I can adjust it, you know, on that one to the dimness I want and made it pretty easy.
Right.
And the only other thing I have is like a camera cage, you know, to hold it like, because I couldn't find anything like I wanted that wasn't $100 and some bucks. So I just took some square tubing and welded one up and put me some mounts on it so I can mount a monopod on the bottom so it can be steady if someone's holding the camera.
Right.
And have the camera on it and stuff and cold shoes and stuff.
Right. And great idea on the monopod. I found that a little over a year ago, I guess. I found the whole monopod idea, and especially if you're shooting video by yourself and you need to shoot that, you know, kind of selfie mode with a guest, that monopod works great.
Well, you're the one I stole the idea from because I seen you using a monopod last fall.
Yeah, it works great. You don't have all your gear out in the middle of an aisle for somebody to kick it over or whatever. It does. It works really great. Bring that guy's wife in. I know you had got a lot of new equipment and stuff like that. But is there anything that, outside of cameras and microphones, is there anything that you've picked up that you see a use for?
Well, because I do record on my cell phone, and my cell phone is like half the size of an iPad because it's the iPhone 8S, I believe. It's pretty big. So it's hard to find, a mount or a casing for it that I can use like on a tripod or something like that. I actually found one it was a music store.
Guitars Plus.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ike Lip. Mm-hmm. And it goes really wide and will actually fit my cell phone in it, which was pretty awesome. Of course I have the tripod and all that. And my husband stole my lighting stuff, by the way.
I did. I got to give your lighting stuff back because I've got my own lighting stuff. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that lighting stuff, another thing that you've got and nobody's talked about, nobody's really mentioned green screen stuff. And you've had a green screen for years with photography and especially the frame and all. You've figured out a bunch of different uses for that frame.
Frame is amazing. I use it. I actually put my cell phone. I can use it as a mount. And since I have the extra cell phone, I can use it as a secondary for one of my older phones. Because of that particular, the iClip just kind of, it'll screw onto anything that's round. So that works. I also use the it's basically a tripod, but because it's got a rod that comes across it and they connect, there are four of them. So it goes really big, really long for that. Because the green screen I have could fit like a whole family in front of it. I'm actually able to use that and just mount one of the bars across my table and stuff and use it for my overhead. So...
Right. And in that green screen frame, I mean, mm-hmm. you wouldn't necessarily even have to use it for a green screen. You could put backdrops mm-hmm. on it or, you know, whatever.
Which is actually going with us so that we can actually put our gun channels tablecloth up possibly in the lobby again. And that way it's not got to hang across
right.
that thing, but yeah. we could actually put it across the green screen thing.
Divider thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tardot, bring you guys in on this, on the, you know, extra equipment, non audio video equipment.
So the biggest thing we got is we have a tripod, and actually ours is just a little, it's like a 4.5 foot tripod, one of those aluminum body ones you can get from Walmart. It's like, I honestly forgot the brand. It's not branded, and I forgot what the brand name was, but it's
like
a
little Walmart brand. Like was the ONN or something?
Yeah, the Onin, whatever that brand is. On yeah.
Oni.
Yeah.
That's the one we use. And like you were mentioning earlier, we've got about 3 Black Web 20,000 battery packs that we carry around. And then we also bought a couple more that are a brand I found at Sam's that was came in a 2-pack and had a 10,000, what do you call it, MAH or whatever it is on it.
Yeah.
We got a couple of those. So we got about 5 or 6 battery packs that we carry around. External hard drive. It's another one. We got an external hard drive. So whenever we finish our videos, especially working with phones, we're able to transfer it to the computer and then transfer it to the hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a big one.
Yeah. That's something nobody's mentioned. And that's definitely, it's a good idea. I've got one as well. And it's, even though I usually don't take it or take my laptop when I go out, but if I'm going to be gone, if it's something like SHOT Show, I might do it where you go on for days and days, or maybe even NRA where NRA, you're going to get a lot of content, SHOT Show, you're going to get a lot of content. Tulsa, it's hit or miss. You never know. So usually I don't worry about bringing this laptop with me, but
Tuesday night, 7 o'clock.
The external hard drive. I mean, I keep most of my raw footage on that. And even, that way I transfer it to the PC, if something happens, right? Then, you've always got that raw footage you can try to go back to. And eventually I go back and I have to clean a little bit of it off because it starts to get full. But another thing I thought about, you mentioned hard drives, is flash drives. Same type of purpose in my mind with having a few flash drives on hand, it could never hurt. Those that use iPhone, they actually make a flash drive that will plug into a lightning port. So, and you can pull the stuff off of your iPhone, right there. Cause iPhone doesn't have the external storage or the interchangeable, storage. So when you get that thing full, you're kind of stuck. But if you had that, lightning flash drive, that can double, triple, quadruple, I guess, depending on how big your iPhone is, the capacity on your phone as to what you can record with. So, storage is a good one.
And the other part of it, with us talking about going mobile, pretty much all mobile, is the SD cards. If you're working off of Android or any of that, because we've got tons of SD cards floating around, and we've actually gotten a couple more of the 128 gig SD cards to make sure we got plenty of room. But that's a big one for us, is SD cards, and then the little phone clamps. Amazon's kind of become our friend here recently on purchasing stuff, because I got a little phone clamp that I bought off of Amazon a while back for like $5. It's like Ubonzi, I think, is the brand on it, but it's just a cheap little aluminum phone clamp that fits onto your tripod. And it actually works great, and it's sturdy as all could be. My kids have kicked the tripod and the clamp around left and right, and it's survived everything.
Right. All right. Patriot, I know you have, you mentioned your gear and fairly simple or whatever, but there's got to be, with your situation, there's got to be some special stuff that you use, even if it's just software, right?
Yeah, I'm like really low tech compared to everyone. I do want to get one of those flash drives for the iPhone, because I do. It's crazy trying to do videos on here, because with pictures and all that kind of stuff, trying to save it. But as far as like my mount, I believe it's a dollar store selfie stick, like I said, and I just built. I do woodworking with chop saws and stuff. So I built a frame and I zip tie it, and then I use a vice grip bar style clamp, and I clamp it to my workspace or wherever I'm at in my office or at the table. So that's basically the stuff I use. But the big thing that I found is, you know, you guys are talking about lighting and stuff like that, and the, you know, the soft lights and stuff. I just got to remember to turn them on. Right. That's my, I made a whole video and it was totally black, but you know, I guess it's kind of funny, but
that was epic. It was epic.
The other thing is with me, I have to really think a lot about what, you know, the how it's going to look, obviously, but you know, G actually brought up the contrast, you know, like with your thumbnails, you talk about all that kind of stuff. So getting different backdrops that I can, because I, mine are all vertical. And so mine is more, you know, my setup is more like a boom. It would be like on a sound stage or something with where you get your mic way over top. That's how my, you know, the camera is working straight down. So what I actually work on as far, you know, colors and that kind of stuff, you know, I've picked up, you know, color sheets and, you know, blankets and that kind of stuff, but you gotta watch the texture of all that, and obviously not, you know, no patterns or anything, but, and always got to have my gun channels patch, you know, included in whatever right. I'm doing too. So,
right. I used to do that on bench videos that, you know, I would put different patches and stuff like that in the yeah. frame. I've slacked on that lately.
Well, it helps with me with the thumbnails, because I don't actually make a separate thumbnail. It's, you know, I have something set and I pick the first thing. And so you got to have it, you know, kind of catchy. So, you know, you throw a couple patches and,
yeah,
you know, something there, even if it's, you know, just a talking video. So,
yeah,
because I don't record myself, so I'm never in screen besides hands or, you know, right. whatever. So
yeah, that's something though that, you know, we talked about a couple weeks ago when we were talking about self-promotion and, you know, promotion in general. And you know, until you just said that, I thought, you know, I used to do that on my bench videos. I would put a, you know, and I still do it on my produced videos. I'll wear a shirt or cap, or, you know, I'll do something like that if I have an opportunity. But you know, I've slacked off on putting patches or stickers or something like that onto my bench videos, and that's good cross promotion for certain things. So I need to do that again.
And the ones I use are from gearwebsites.com and owlandanchor.com. You know, right. Check them out. Okay,
so right.
I know how to spell those, and it's not, you know,
right
off Amazon.
Right. So budget, are you in?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and talk a little bit about if there's anything we haven't covered yet as far as extra equipment, or if you've got anything to add on extra equipment.
Well, first I'd like to say that I've had no problems out of my Amazon Basics tripod, thank you. I'm a cheap SOB and that's what I got. Seems to work fine. As far as must-haves, man, got to have the external hard drive. Got to. If you're going to save any video at all for any length of time, that stuff adds up. So you got to have it. What I want? I want a gimbal that my DSLR will mount to. I really, really, really want one of those. But being a cheap SOB, I don't really see that in my near future.
Right. Yeah, it gets a little pricey. The ones for the cell phone aren't too bad, but
yeah, that's probably what I'll end up going with.
The DSLR ones, they get a little pricey. I will mention this since we brought up gimbals and we're talking about that. One thing that I'm trying to figure out and deal with on a gimbal is audio. I'm either going to have to record audio on a separate device or figure out a way, because the way that the phone fits in the gimbal, if your audio jack is on the bottom of the phone, then that's where the one of the, I guess, servos or whatever for the gimbal is located. And it's got like a rubber bumper and all there. And depending on the location of that audio jack down on the bottom of the phone, you're not going to be able to plug in your microphone. So be mindful of that.
Could you not turn the screen rotation on and then turn it upside down to the phone jacks on top, the camera to still rotate through?
Well, the camera's on the same end as the
Yeah, the camera's on. Then the camera would be looking through the crossbar at that point. You're talking about flipping the camera over to the opposite direction?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You, then the camera would be looking at the crossbar there.
Do they make something?
The camera hangs out on the left side. It hangs out over that crossbar piece on the left-hand side. So, yeah.
Do they make something for the Android like they do for the iPhone that adapts? Because, I mean, for my iPhone, I have an adapter that fits in there and still lets it push into the gimbal, but it moves the Lightning port to the side so you can plug into it on the side and still use it.
There's probably something somewhere that I haven't figured out, because it doesn't, depending on the location, and it's worse on this new Samsung I got than it is on the iPhone 5s. Now, I don't have a problem at all with the Samsung Galaxy 5s because the jack is on the top, so I don't have that problem at all. But with this new Samsung, it's actually closer to the center than the iPhone. So I've got even less space on it. So, I'm just saying be mindful, because I haven't solved that problem yet. I'm sure there's probably some type of a solution out there. And ultimately the solution may be record additional audio. You know, you're still going to get the audio off your phone, but, run. So it's going to make it pretty easy to sync up in post-production. Gizzard, let you jump in. Is there anything you want to add to the specialty equipment? Anything other than cameras or audio?
Well, I don't really think I do anything unique in that respect. I use the portable battery packs and stuff like that, and definitely have at least one, if not two, tripods with me, both of my phone mounts. But nothing unique in that respect.
Okay, that's fine. Ghost, I'll let you take a crack at it. I know one thing that I know you use that you may want to talk about is the mixer setup you have, but then, whatever else as well.
Yeah, I mean, as far as tripods, yeah, I got mine off of Amazon, like $25, and I've had it for probably about 6 years now, but well before YouTube, and it's got a little crooked leg here and there, but I think if you're doing it right, all tripods have a story, right? So, okay. It's worked fine. I use a cage on top of mine that I can put my DSLR, my Handycam, lights, boom, shotgun, mics. I mean, I use, interesting enough, I rigged it up last for SHOT Show on the cage for lighting when you're actually somewhere, to get a little flashlight and rig it on my cage. And that is my portable lighting. If I'm at SHOT Show or NRA or Tulsa and I need some extra lighting, little handheld flashlight does a trick on the cage. So I use that. But yeah, my mixer, I don't use an actual mixer. I use a virtual mixer. It's a software called Voice Meter. And I love it. I mean, I haven't had any problems with it ever. So, if you're looking for a free virtual mixer, it's called Voice Meter, and I use Voice Meter Bananas. There's two different versions of it.
Right. Now, moving on, I want to cover one last thing here, and I think we can cover this one pretty quick. But we've got Adam out there. We got the Modern Anti-Federalist, and he said he just built a PC is what he said. So I thought, wow, let's cover this, because there may be some questions on what we're using. What do we use to edit? What do we use to edit our video? Are we using a PC or are we using a mobile? And if we're, regardless, I guess, of what we're using, let's best we can describe it. I know some people have, I don't want to get too technical about things, but just to kind of give everybody an idea of what we're using to actually do our editing. Ghost, we'll start with you on that.
Editing, I have two computers. I have a Dell PC and then a Toshiba laptop, but I do all my editing on the PC, and I can use it on the laptop, but I usually use it on the PC, and I use CyberLink PowerDirector 16, I believe, is what I'm using for my editing software.
Okay. Gizzard, what about you? You're Mac, aren't you?
Yeah, I use iMovie.
Okay. Do you ever do anything on the phone, or is it strictly on that Mac?
I have, but iMovie is also available on the mobile device too, although it's a little bit limited version of the one that's on the Mac, but it's the same program.
Right. Gotcha. Budget, what about you?
Use an HP laptop and PowerDirector 16. Okay. Great software.
Right. Yeah, 16. I think they did something with 16 that's less resource intensive, I think.
It definitely takes up less processing for sure.
Yeah, and it doesn't. So, you know, just wanted to throw that out there since we weren't getting too nerdy with specs and all that on these computers that, you know, I think with PowerDirector 16, and as we move along, somebody may have another software that's the same way. But, you know, you don't have to have this powerhouse PC. I mean, if you got, you know, a quad-core PC with, say, at least 8 gigs of memory or something like that, you know, you're probably going to be okay. Patriot, what about you, PC or phone?
Yeah, I use the iMovie on my iPhone.
Okay.
I mean, I keep it kind of simple. But I don't know. I don't know how they look. I mean, they can be pretty bad, but that's all I use. Just that. And, with the software, like if I I record it and then I'll trim it and stuff before I go into iMovie. So iMovie is basically just taking my edited clips as far as the length and, you know, duration where I want to cut them. And I just use iMovie to stick them together and put the intro and outro and that kind of stuff. Okay. Otherwise, it's basically the software of my camera on my phone.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll trim it or whatever. So.
Right. Right. Tardot, what about you guys?
Well, a little bit different, but we use our phones for editing, but we actually use CyberLink PowerDirector app off of our phones, which you can do little subscriptions for like a year or so for like 10 or 12 bucks or however much it is. And it's not going to necessarily be as full as doing like CyberLink on your computer, but you can do just as much editing as you really can on your computer. It just takes a while because you kind of have to go, because you can only add so much each time you edit a video. So you might have to like edit in some audio and then download it and then go back in and edit some more in, download it again. So yeah, it takes a little bit longer, but it works out pretty well.
So it's kind of limited with the amount of tracks, more or less.
Yeah, you can only do so many layers at once, and then you have to go in and download it so you can add more layers to it. So, right. You know, definitely takes some time and some work to it, though.
Gotcha. And one thing to keep in mind, too, that I know this, if you buy CyberLink PowerDirector online, I'm not real sure, but I know that if you buy the retail version, it was that way, what, a year ago or so. And I've made a point to look since then just to kind of double check. If you buy the retail version, Office Depot, I don't know if Walmart even sells computer software anymore, but Office Depot for sure, someplace like that, maybe Best Buy, you'll have a little thing on the box, and it normally says it also will give you the mobile app as well. It'll give you a code or whatever to get the mobile app. So kind of two for one if you go that route. That guy's wife, as far as editing.
I use the CyberLink PowerDirector 16 on my laptop. It's older than I'd like to say.
Yeah, it is. But it's enough. And that's kind of what I was getting at with that PowerDirector 16. I was using the 14, and there's no way the 14 just, golly, it's night and day the difference between 14 to 16 and how much resources and everything it takes.
Now, I do back up all of my stuff, though. I've got my passport that I use to back up all my stuff, because y'all would be amazed at the amount of photos and stuff, and more recently videos and things that are on my laptop. I mean, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So Snob, jump in here since you're the Snob, and I'm sure you're running some software, probably $3,000 or $4,000 or something on a
I pay 90, way, 000. No, I got a cheap computer, and that's the problem. And I pay way too much for soft editing software, but it's what I started on, so it's what I'm going to continue to use. I use Premiere, which is $20 a month, but it's awesome. It works great, and I can't do anything with it because I'm dumb. And then I have a Dell laptop I bought at a pawn shop for a couple hundred bucks, an i7, and it barely runs Premiere. It's not a fast enough processor. That's one of my next investments is a laptop, but I'm a tightwad.
Well, yeah, right.
I'm waiting to find one at a bargain at a pawn shop.
I hear you. Hammer, let you jump in here what do you edit on and that sort of stuff.
Well, when I started out, I used KineMaster. It's an app for phones, and I did everything strictly from my phone. And it was a little pricey. I think it was $5 a month. But I mean, surprisingly, if you need something for your phone, it's not bad because it has a lot of transitions and you can do a lot of stuff with words. And I mean, the first couple of my videos were with that. Now most of my stuff's done on, I got, like you said, about older computers. I got a Dell that's probably 5 or 6 years old. And I mean, it was top of the line at the time, but I haven't wanted to spend any more money on it. And it runs fine. I use Vegas Movie Studio 15 Platinum.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know much about the other ones because this was kind of on sale when I was looking for software, but I have no complaints with it. I mean, I've learned Vegas to use it.
Yeah. Sony Vegas is good stuff.
I don't think it's Sony Vegas. I think it's Vegas something else.
Oh, it's not? It's not Sony Vegas? Okay.
Because when I was looking up tutorials in the beginning, all this Sony Vegas stuff was popping up, and it wasn't what I had. So I think this is just from Vegas as the company itself.
Wow, okay. That's interesting. May have to look into that one.
I mean, I don't know how difficult any other stuff is. I mean, it wasn't the easiest thing getting into. Right. But I mean, now that I got the hang of it, like you said about the tracks and the layers and transitions and a bunch of stuff like that, the effects that you can add to it. I mean, it's all there. I've done the green screen on it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can't complain about it.
Right. And that's, you know, there's always going to be that learning curve, right? You know, and if you want to take full advantage of the software and you want to really spice up those videos with, you know, it's kind of like we were talking about with, you know, multiple camera angles or picture in picture or you know, the lighting or whatever it might be. I mean, the editing process is all part of that too, and it's a matter of just getting familiar. You got to play around with that software, and that's where it's important to just keep putting out content, you know, and trying new things and trying new transitions and all that good stuff. Travis, I'll let you jump in on your PC or whatever, I guess, you use for editing.
Yep. Software is VideoPad, Video Editor, Home Edition, which is a $40 program, and that's for life, for your license. And then you can get a Master's Edition for $70 that'll let you use plugins and stuff like that. But after I use CyberLink, I just found that doing transitions and being less of a resource hog, and like you said, the newer version of CyberLink might be better. What was it, CyberDirector, PowerDirector?
Yeah, PowerDirector.
Yeah, I after going to this is just like 9 days. I found it to be much more intuitive, and you can actually use it for like 7 days for free. You can make and export a couple of videos on it, and they have a watermark, but at least let you get used to making it before you decide if you want to buy it. So that's what I use. But for the computer, I went back into my Newegg purchase history. Back in 2015, in the summer of 2015, I built a gaming PC, and that actually, I dropped a total of probably about $1,000 in it. I mean, the video card alone was $350, which was a lot for back then, and it's just been fantastic. I haven't had to do anything to it for upgrades, and so I use that for all my video processing and video editing. Doubles as kind of a multimedia machine around the house. It's the gaming PC. It's the video editing machine. And I love that. I mean, that's just the way that I did it, was to build my own stuff. I like to build my own PCs because I just find it easier if components go out. They're easier and quicker to replace. Right. You can upgrade stuff to a point until your motherboard gets kind of outdated. That's the second or that's the third gaming PC that I've built in probably the last like 10 years.
Right.
And so that, and you know, I need to put your Windows 10 is what I'm running on it. And so that's what I do for all my editing and stuff like that. One thing I wanted to add, if those of you that do build your own PCs, or if you've got the space, this seems kind of like overkill, but install a second or third hard drive in your tower. And then I use that as a backup to a backup. So
right.
I use that as a like long-term storage for all my videos. I've just got a 2 terabyte that I drop just a monthly file of videos on. Everything I made for that month, and that's kind of my long-term storage. So if my external goes out and my main PC hard drive goes out, I've got that backup right there where I can just grab it and go, you know,
Right.
So I use that as a double backup just because I'm coming up on, you know, 800 videos now. A lot of them were videos that were put together and filmed and edited. I don't want to lose those. And I know I could go back and download them from GunStreamer and YouTube and stuff, but I'd rather not. I'd rather have them just with me right then and there.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what I do. And like I said, it seems like overkill for backups, but that's how I roll.
Yeah. And one thing, before I kind of get into my setup, one thing I'll kind of add since we're, yeah, you did mention the backup things. And several people have. I know that Adam out there, he's talking about a 10 terabyte, you know, WD external that's on sale. Forgot where he said now. Best Buy one, say, or something. But one thing that I've found over the years with hard drive is power, you know, that thing being powered up, spinning all the time, it's like any other motor, right? If you're talking about a conventional hard drive anyway. Being an external or being an internal hard drive. Of course, an external is just an internal hard drive and an external enclosure, if you don't know that. But especially power flickers or power failures or something like that, where all of a sudden it just shuts down and it doesn't have time to kind of go through its little process before, you know, the motor stops spinning. A lot of times that's detrimental, and that causes issues with hard drives. So, if you've got a backup drive, be it an external or an internal, you can get switches and stuff to be able to basically turn those on and off as you need them. And you will greatly extend the life and greatly lower the risk of that drive going bad. Like I said, if it's a conventional drive. Now, if it's a solid state drive, you're pretty good. Just remember, with a solid state hard drive, you don't want to fill that sucker up to max. So, you know, if you think, okay, well, I can get by on a 500 gig, you know, hard drive, don't go out and buy 500, go out and buy a terabyte or something like that. And the reason is the solid state drives, the lifespan on those has to do with how many times they write over the data.
Yeah.
So having about 25% extra free space all the time, about 25% of your drive space, that or more, is going to extend the life of that solid state drive as well. So just kind of my 2 cents on drives there. As far as my setup, it's all my editing is done on PC. If I do anything mobile and just throw it up, I edit it. That's usually done like with Instagram or something. And I just cut the front or the back or whatever I need to do in Instagram, and let it run. As far as produce stuff and you know, when we render this to podcast mode, or when we render the lives from Instagram to put on YouTube, all that's done through the desktop. And, you know, testament to, first of all, how well I think the PowerDirector has done with the newer versions at really limiting the resource use. It was definitely a hog before. It's not anymore. And I had to reload the OS, which I'm still wanting to Windows 7 on mine. And I had to tweak some things in the CMOS. I'm going to get nerdy for a minute, but I had to tweak some things in the CMOS before that. And, you know, my motherboard, I don't know when I originally built this, but the release date on the motherboard was sometime in 2008, right? So you're looking at, you know, that's, I can't even do the math on that, but, you know, 11 years. And then I've slowly, you know, kind of upgraded over time, but I've had the same processor, memory, and motherboard this entire time. And it was all high quality stuff, you know, gaming quality, that sort of stuff at the time. So testament of buying once, crying once, I guess, with that. Now, I've had to replace the power supply in it, and I've obviously upgraded at the time. They had solid state drives, but they were ungodly expensive, and they're really reasonable now. So, you know, years ago, I upgraded to a solid state drive, made the performance even that much better and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's a quad core, an AMD quad core. I think at the time those were the Phenom Black editions or something, like a 3.4 gig quad core, 8 gigs of memory. And then I'm running a 512 gig hard drive. I got so much external storage, and I don't really do a lot with that. As far as the media center on the house, as far as The video editing, as far as all that stuff, that's all done through through the externals. It's all over on the externals. So really all I got to have is, you know, programs I'm using on the PC and, you know, things that I'm immediately working on the PC is really all I got to store. And it's done well. So don't think, if you're out there, don't think that, hey, I've got to have a $5,000 PC. If you want to, sure. Yeah, go do that. But, so let's close this down. We've been going a little over an hour now, throwing out a lot of information, but, we'll run through the panel, let everybody give their, plugs while I'm kind of cleaning up, and then we'll get the heck out of here. Travis, we'll start on your end.
Yeah. I apologize for the noise. I've been digging through it. You got me digging through all my gadgets and boxes and crap. And I'm like, what processor did I buy? And I was like going through the storage room, looking for boxes and stuff. No, dude, I love talking tech. My B channel, which is my name, Travis Patuchka, Patocka. That's all technology and coffee. So if you want to watch some tech videos, there's nothing fancy over there, but if you want to watch it, it's pretty cool. Make sure you guys check out Caliber Corner. That's now Thursday nights from 5 to 7 Central Time, 6 to 8 Eastern Time, instead of Saturday morning. So make sure you check that out. That's our firearms-related podcast. But otherwise, man, appreciate the invite. Thank you very much.
You bet. Hammer, you're up. What you got going on?
Oh, not much. Just working on a couple short videos of just some sights and some other stuff for certain some guns, and not a lot. Work's been keeping me pretty busy. I appreciate the invite and love being on here with you guys.
You bet. You're welcome anytime. Snob.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Tulsa all weekend hanging out with most of you people. So
yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'll see you there and watch for some content from there coming out on my channel. That's it. Thanks for having me. Enjoyed the show tonight.
You bet. That guy's wife.
I am currently packing so that we can leave tomorrow because we will be in Tulsa also. So, yes.
Yeah. Found my mic I was looking for, by the way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was See, in you a shouldn't box. Have even asked me.
It's in a box somewhere where I stuck it, of course.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Dardot, what you got going on?
Well, for those of us not in Tulsa, yeah, me and Gunpowder are going to be around trying to get some videos put together, and we're going to be working on our video for, we're going to be doing a monthly gun streamer only video, a little podcast video, every month at the least. We may be doing them more frequent, depending on how things work out. So we're probably going to be working on that a bit for a couple days and some other videos we got planned out. So just keep an eye out for that and definitely go subscribe to us over on Gunstreamer.
All righty. Mr. Patriot.
Well, I appreciate the invite. It was a great conversation. And if you want to see how the blind guys do it, you can find me on Gunstreamer, YouTube, guntube.org, Patreon, even Patreon now. Look at that. I even threw that in there. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and check out Gun Channels. I'm the dark side over there. Thank you.
Bet. Budget, you around?
Yeah, I'm here.
We caught you at the right time every time, apparently.
That's right. I've been kind of hurrying through these bed checks, you know. Budget Guns and Gear reviews here on YouTube, Budget Guns and Gear on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Gun Streamer, Gun Tube, YouTube. I do a weekly show every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, called The Right of the People, where we use the first to defend the second. As always, thanks for having me on the show. As I said at the beginning, you know, I love this thing. I'm glad to see it back.
You bet. Thanks for jumping in. Mr. Gizzard, Mr. Tulsa, what's shaking?
Hey, not a whole lot. Thanks for having me. Check out my website, gizzardgary.com. I'm going to be recording some videos and doing some live stuff from here if I have to. I might have to go Instagram live or something like that, but I'll figure out a way to do it one way or the other. And so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody up here. And for those of you who can't, we'll see you on the chat end and visit with you that way. So thanks, everybody.
Mr. Ghost, bring it home.
Asking everybody to go check out www.2afun.com. And Tony's does a great job supporting a lot of different projects in the Second Amendment community. But 2wayfund.com has got the 2-way spring challenge, where he's trying to get people to take 10 shots from 21 feet in 20 seconds on a target you can download and print out from the website. Take a picture of that target, send it to him, and you will be entered to win $100 cash. So he's just trying to get people to get it back out to the range. So go support 2wayfund.com.
Absolutely. And, yeah, my mind just went blank. I was like, I got to talk about something here. But, yeah, we're getting ready to go to Tulsa, too. As far as this particular podcast goes, if you if you're listening in replay, remember, you can always put the comments down below. There's no deadline on that. Ask some questions, whatever you want to do. And, you know, somebody, if not me, maybe somebody that's paying attention to the comments, maybe can answer those. For those that were out in the chat on the Gun Channel side and on the YouTube side, thanks for joining us. Thanks for talking nerdy. Firearm Friday will drop tomorrow. It'll go tomorrow morning. And then throughout the day, hopefully as I have signal and I'm able to get the other stuff released, I'll get the other ones released. And we talked with Iron Horse Firearms. And if you're not familiar with them, they have built what they call the TOR receiver. That's TOR, the thumb operated receiver, which is an AR-15 lower, basically. And the trigger you operate with your thumb, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, we talked to them about that and the cool shotguns that they have. So go over there and check that out if you get a chance. Jump on, I think it's ironhorsefirearms.com. I don't have that in front of me, but of course, we talk about that on the podcast. So listen to in on that one tomorrow and then go check out some of the cool stuff they have to offer. That's it. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for talking dirty. And we'll catch you next week. Bye.